It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should have known we'd never get far.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. All right, let's get to the man himself. You know him, you love him. And by the way, it's all brought to you by Spherion. Are you a business owner? You have better things to do than to job hunt or scramble to find your next great hire. Let Spherion Staffing and Recruiting do it for you. Visit them online at Spherion.com. Tim Lacombe joins us now. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scotty. How you doing?
I'm good. I want to get your opinion on something musically because I take a little heat for this. Pre-everything I do for you, Bryan Adams was an elite-level rock star. Am I off base on that?
I love Bryan Adams, and you're exactly right. I actually, that song's near and dear to my heart. That happens to be the, you know, the song that my wife and I kind of chose while we were courting. So, that's even cooler, but we went down to Vegas. I saw him a couple of years, just coming out of COVID, and he was phenomenal. He was great, and you're right. He does rock. He really does rock. Can really play guitar.
Because, you know, after Everything I Do For You, which was a great song, and, you know, Robin Hood was a big movie, then he kind of dialed in the sappy love stuff. But if you look at Reckless, I mean, that's a great album from top to bottom. And I might add, has a couple appearances from Tina Turner on it, which obviously sadly passed away yesterday.
Yeah. It's those songs, that song, particularly the one that kind of pauses and they scream a bunch. That's a good one.
And
Tina.
Yep.
Rocked it out. It's Not Love, I think is what it's called.
Only Love.
It's Only Love. It's Not Love with Dokken.
Yeah. Now there's an elite level band right there, Dokken.
Yes,
all right.
By the great Don Dokken.
Yes. All right, we got a lot to get to, so let's get to it. Just how much, look, I appreciate it. Look, I'm not one of these people that ignored the Nuggets all year long. We knew they were good. But just the amount of domination that they've shown so far in the playoffs on this NBA Finals run has been nothing short of just impressive. I mean, I trust your opinion in all things basketball, but have you even been surprised by, not that they're in the NBA Finals, but they've done so in such a dominating fashion?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I made it pretty public one of the last shows, you know, broadcast of the season and crosstalk after the game. Booner and Locke, to their credit, were like, you know, they were like, Denver's probably going to do this thing in the West. And Jake and I were like, hold on a minute, you know, let's talk about these other teams, because we've seen it all too often where, you know, Denver, like the Jazz, runs out and has the best record in the West. And then everybody gets quote unquote healthy for the playoffs. And, you know, and the superstars reign supreme. But what we, I think us are underestimated is how good Jokic is and really how legendary this little run is. It's been phenomenal, man. I love basketball. I've seen a ton of it. And I can't get enough watching this guy. And, you know, I know some people say he plods around, he's boring, and but to me, if you're a cerebral person, if the game of basketball, you know, as Majerus used to say, nobody appreciates the geometry of the game like he did. If you're one of those people, man, this guy's for you.
I think also too, and frankly, he probably had a case for being Western Conference Finals MVP. Jamal Murray's playing out of his mind too.
Yeah, he really is, and it was so hard when he got injured because Denver played so well in that series against Utah a couple years ago, and unfortunately, the injury happened right on that momentum, and it was just a tough deal. But him coming back and the way those two guys see each other and play together and compete together is really magical. And I think, you know, Jokic has really been able to blossom because he's got his guy back with him, and he's way better with Murray than without him.
How impressed have you been with, especially on the defensive side of the ball, Aaron Gordon, who doesn't get a lot of love, but I think he's been also a key element to all of this?
Yeah, he's just that. I mean, every championship team, if you think about it, you go through the great ones, and there's always that guy who just does a little extra, you know, that doesn't care what stat he's going to fill. If it's in a positive fashion for his team, he's going to do it. And that's what Gordon's been for them. I mean, he made a huge three the other night in the guts of the game when that thing was, you know, in jeopardy. He made a big three, and so he's done it in every respect, and I think he's a guy that's really bought into what's going on there. You know, I got to give a ton of credit to Coach Malone. It is so hard to coach in this day and age with all the egos and everybody wanting their career to take a certain trajectory. The problem is guys try to dictate that, and, you know, the great ones just work, and it takes care of itself, and I think that that's where this team's kind of gotten to. And when you get to that point, you know, and coaches get you there, it's magic, and you just ride that out as long as you can.
The great Tim Lacombe joining us right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. All right, so let's shift to the East, and Boston trying to stay alive. They pick up a big game four victory. Now it's back in Boston. They're 8-point favorites at home. What are your odds on giving this? I mean, what are your thoughts on this team getting this game back to a game six?
You know, I saw a tweet today from the great Mike Smith. He joined us this year. I got to hang out with him most nights, most Jazz game nights for a while, and I miss Mike. So if you're out there, Mike, I love you, brother. But I saw a tweet from him today, and I've got the same sense. It's basically, I've got this sense that Boston kind of, I just got a weird feeling they're going to win the series now. And I know that's like a knee-jerk reaction. I know. You were just asking about tonight, but I don't think it's out of the ordinary, man. And I know they got to get tonight, but when you look at it, Boston shot 29% from three, by far the worst they shot from three in any stretch, you know, all year long. And so it's a little bit of an outlier that they shot so poorly. You know, everybody talks about their lack of effort, but one of the harder things to do is to play your butt off when the ball continually won't go in for you. And I think that they got a little bit dejected, and I think they gave into fatigue a little bit, but they looked so good the other night, and they shot 41% from three, and the ball popped around, and all they've got to do is win two, you know, they've got to win one game at home, and yeah, it all starts tonight, but I do believe that the Celtics, I think it's been proven all year they were the better team, but Miami's just been so hot, but I did see Caleb Martin miss tonight, and he's a big part of why they've been good, you know, those guys off the bench. So it goes back to what Marcus Smart said. You know, if the Heat wanted to get it done, don't let us win one. I think those, I mean, those whole, I've been wrong before, but let's see what, let's see if that actually is a little more meaningful than it seems.
Well, and, you know, you just look at it, Boston's at home, but if they win this game, then I tell you what, I can't imagine how much pressure is going to be on Miami going back for game six, and you got to imagine they'd clinch up pretty good realizing, oh boy, we had this team on the ropes, we've gotten up two in a row, we'd lose this game, then it's game seven, and it's in Boston, and it's winner take all at that point. The pressure continues to mount. It'll be interesting to see how Miami handles that, but Jimmy Butler's just been awesome. I mean, and honestly, what is it about that guy? I mean, we see on the court, but from just an intangible standpoint, what is it that he brings that makes that team so tough?
He's comfortable in his own skin. He knows who he is. He doesn't have to, you know, make any crazy proclamations, and he just goes out there, and I honestly believe he's maybe the best elite competitor we've got in the league. Like, he just competes, man. And you know, Jake and I have gone off on it before. He's amazing. And I know there's been scuttlebutt and, you know, he's been hard in the locker room in some spots. But I'm telling you, if you can get a guy to play that hard consistently and try to do all the right things to win, you got to hold on to that guy at all costs. So, you know, I'm not discounting what he's done. I just think there is a pathway forward. 279 games have been played in this very situation where a team in the conference finals, where a team is up 3-1, 279 have been played. And of those 279, 266 times, the team that was up won the series, but 13 times it didn't have, you know, that team with the one came back and won. So it's been done not once, not twice, but 13 times. And we saw the Celtics in this situation against Philly really kind of answer the bell. So let's see what happens. It'll be fun. I'm glad we still have games, you know, that mean something.
You know what? You got to lay it on the line. If this happens, what do you need me and Hans to do? Your call. You name it. If Boston comes back and wins this series, you make the call on this one.
Well, I have to make you guys do something outlandish, and then I have to do something if they don't?
No. I'm not even going to hold you to it because the odds are highly in our favor on this thing. Just no public nudity. That's all we ask.
Well, let me think about it. Maybe I'll tweet my response. I'm going to make this good.
All right. Okay. Maybe if you work in a little, you know, I tell you what, if Miami holds on and wins the series, maybe you work in a Bryan Adams song for me with the Party Hound sometime.
Oh, dude, we got all sorts of party. We got Bryan Adams all over our register, so that's easy. Consider that one done. Win, lose,
awesome.
Or draw. Hey, and by the way, August 4th and 5th, buddy, at the Velour.
Dude, I can't wait. We will be there. The whole staff will be there. Let's go. Love it.
I just got a commitment for the opening act that night. And put it this way, it's a former All-Pro football player who's going to play the guitar and sing to open the night.
Ooh, look at you go. I like it. At the Velour,
yeah. So
August 4th and 5th.
We're going to have some fun. It's going to be the event of the summer.
Hey, last time we went down there, it was one of the coolest things I've been a part of in a long time. You guys put on a hell of a show. There's no doubt about it. And having the whole staff down there and hanging out and having a good time, that was the high point of the summer. And that was, 2 years ago? So it's time to bring it back. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're coming back. So 4th and 5th of August, tickets will be soon, and the Velour is going to handle all that. And, so stay tuned, and we will rock you.
If you're LeBron, I don't think anybody really thinks he's going to retire, but I think the guy's tired. I think he's old. I think he's worn out. I think he's probably considering it. I would be shocked if he actually did it. I don't think there's any way, but I think there was probably some truth to what he was saying the other night in terms of, I'm going to take some time and I'm going to think about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And look, I mean, I joked about, I do think there's part of it too that he didn't want to talk about the sweep. So, You know, it's a great way to get everybody talking about something else. But man, he was phenomenal in the series. You know, the Lakers were not, but at his age to do what he did, just absolutely awesome. And, you know, Lakers just at the end of the day, their issue was, they had really good talent, but just the chemistry and the ability to play together. I think he'll be back. You know, I think he wants to go out a unique way, and I think that'll be playing during the time his kid's playing. You know, I think he would really love to try to be able to do something like that. So we'll see. But legacy is big to him, and family obviously is big to him, and he's been such a huge part of his son's basketball career. But I could kind of see that be the way he goes out.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so offseason's nearly here. Draft's upcoming. I don't think the Jazz will be selecting three guys in the first round. I think there'll be some movement of some kind. But there's a lot of, look, Danny's stocked up the war chest. How aggressive do you think this offseason is going to be for the Jazz?
Well, it's, you know, like anything, it's when opportunity arises, you know, you've got to have the intel and you've got to have the ability to strike. And I think the Jazz have put themselves in as good a position as anybody in the league to do just that. The thing I've really been impressed with is their ability to discern guys that can really play and, you know, that can really help them, the guys they brought in. So full faith, you know, in what they do. If they take three guys, you know, that's probably the best path for that for this year. But, you know, the goings on between now and the draft, it'd be so awesome to get a Woj update on all those. Unfortunately, we don't. A lot of that stuff and most of that stuff's kept way under wraps. But one thing's for sure, everybody's looking for opportunity. And if they can find it and they have the ability to strike, which I mentioned the Jazz have in, you know, have so much of that capital, that I think it's just now we just sit back and watch. I think they're really prepared. I think they've done, from, you know, my understanding, an unbelievable job at prepping and bringing guys in and working them out. And there's no doubt in my mind, you know, I don't know who it is, but I know they've got their board and I know they're really keen on certain guys. And now it's where do those guys fall and how can we move around if we want to get those guys.
So let's say you are a you're an NBA GM, you're an NBA owner, NBA president, and you can choose between Nick Nurse, Doc Rivers, Mike Budenholzer, Monty Williams. Am I missing anybody else that's on the free agent market in terms of coaches? I think those are your big ones. Who's your guy? Who are you going with?
Me personally, I really like Monty Williams' way. And that's not saying anything against all the others, but just like the way that he, yeah, I like his, the way he handles himself. I like the way he manages the game. You know, got unique sets and things like that. But I just like his mannerisms. But you can't go wrong, man. Those guys, that is a great crop. I mean, you're talking about multiple champions, right, in that group. And
yeah,
you know, and Monty's been really successful, so you really couldn't go wrong. I think it comes down to what your end game is, you know, what because all those guys have specialties, I'm sure, and so getting into that and figuring out for us right now who's the best guy, because you know, you could basically pick one of those guys out of a line and they do an unbelievable job for you.
Are we being a little too impatient with these coaches? I mean, Nurse has won a title. Budenholzer's won a title. Monty had his team in the NBA Finals in the best four collective years of Phoenix Suns basketball in the last, you know, 25 years. It seems like, and I guess, look, you own the team. You can have an itchy trigger finger if you want, but it seems like those guys didn't deserve what they got.
No, and, you know, it's weird. It seems to me sometimes there's trends and, you know, the trend now is to just whack guys really quick. I've never understood it. You know, I think it is so, what have you done for me lately? And not many relationships that I've have in my life or have had that have been transactional have been worth a damn. You know, the great ones are ones where you go through some good stuff and you go through some bad stuff and you figure it out. And you work together to get it in the perfect place. I mean, all those years the Jazz stood by, you know, their coaches and, you know, Jerry Sloan and the legacy. You know, imagine if they'd gotten impatient with him because he just couldn't get over the hump. You know, we would have missed out on that awesome, magical year that was against the Bulls, you know, those couple of years. So I'm one that says give guys an opportunity, you know, and what's, you know, look at the course of their career. You know, I think of a guy like Dave Rice who got clipped at Vegas and they've never recovered. Like he was 72 and 30 something. And it just wasn't quote unquote enough. So at a certain point, I think fans, you know, social media, that stuff just adds up. And then decision makers, you know, they feel just like when somebody complains that Domino's or pizza's cold, you know, they got to do something about it.
You probably don't miss being in the landscape of college basketball, and you guys didn't have to deal with what coaches are dealing with now with transfer portal and 1 year. I mean, without 1 year of having to sit out, being immediately eligible with the NIL money that's being thrown out like crazy. I mean, you talk to a lot of these coaches, just how crazy their lives right now.
Totally crazy. You know, totally 100% uncertain from day to day. But, you know, the crazy thing is that can be said for so many things. But college basketball, as it stands right now, I got out in 2019. And, you know, liken it, if I were to say I left, you know, on a trip and came back and visited college basketball in 23, I wouldn't recognize it. It's not even close to the same thing. It is, at the very most, an 8-month commitment, and there seems to be a loophole for everybody and everything. And again, you talk about loyalty and you talk about building the program. It's just hard. It's hard in this day and age to get other people to buy into that vision. So you do have to figure out how to operate in this one. But yeah, man, it's vastly different. I do not recognize it from where I sit.
I mean, you got a Utah State team that has zero returning scorers. Not one guy on that roster next year scored a point last season for the for Utah State. Everybody has high level turnover every single year, and it's just like I and I'm a little torn on it because look, I want players to be able to expand their horizons, and if a kid can go out there and make hundreds of thousands of dollars, so be it. Good for him. That's great. He put in the time and deserves it. But you kind of miss, you know, the good old days where guys were, you know, the Jimmer Fredettes, the Sam Merrills, the guys that were there forever that really put a stamp on their legacy at their individual universities. And I just don't know if we'll ever see that again.
It's funny you say that. I think that's really what's missing, too. You flip on the TV and there's just like that feeling's kind of gone. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I think back to my youth. I grew up watching Ainge. You know, I was a season ticket holder at BYU and watched Ainge, you know, during his time there. And I just remember sitting, I remember when Utah State came down and I was so impressed they beat BYU down there, with McMillan. Was it McMillan or McMullen?
Yeah. I think McMillan.
One of the Grant boys.
Yep.
They were, I'm telling you, man, they were so tough. And I was so impressed by them. But, you know, those memories you have. And now it's like, if you don't have a roster, you have no idea who anybody is. And then by the time you figure out, oh, okay, that's who that is, they're in the transfer portal.
Yep. It's a weird world, man. And it's going to take some time to wrap our brain around it for sure. Kind of bums me out. Like, I get it. I love it. But I love it for these kids. But it's a bitter pill to swallow. All right. Hey, appreciate you hopping on with us, man. Thanks for chatting with me. I know we miss our guy, Hans, but thanks for carving out some time.
Yeah, I speak for yourself. I mean, I'm sure he's fine. I mean, he's eating something. He's in a beach somewhere.
We don't miss him.
Oh, he's not at graduation. He's graduation.
Yeah, he's got a daughter graduating, so we'll let him off the hook for that one.
All right. Well, happy graduation, little Hans girl. And you guys have an awesome day. It was awesome visiting with you, Scotty.
Love it. Thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you later. There he is, Tim Lacombe, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We are live here at the warehouse. Clayton's hanging out with us, 1825 South, 300 West. Look, Tom is the man. Make no mistake, he's the man. But the guy who really makes the trains run on time here, it's Clayton.
You said it. I got to get that like clipped, saved, and put in the family group chat.
Because look, you know what? When deals need to be made, Clayton's like, "All right, come, I got this."
But it just makes sense, dude. It's like, you know, the first iPhone, that was cool, but the new iPhone, the new generation is way cooler, right? It's kind of like box is cool.
Nobody wants that button at the bottom of their phone anymore. You know?
Yeah, you do the swipe up. Come on.
Yeah.
In that sense, and like, I'm serious, I do want that clip. We're going to get that sent in my group chat so everybody can hear that. I'm going to start off big because it's Memorial Day weekend, basically.
Yeah. This is a big weekend for you guys.
This is a massive, massive weekend for Ma Pa shops, especially in the furniture world. So let's do it. If we're going to do it big, let's do it. Last break, I talked about adjustable bases, and I want to go into that after I touch on platform beds. We always talk about adjustables. Well, let's talk about some stationary. Maybe you don't want to up and down adjustable base. Maybe you're just old school and want a platform stationary. Let's talk about the King stationary platform bed. You can find deals for a King platform bed for maybe $2,000, $1,200, $1,500. I'm going to do this deal. I'm going to do, if you come in and buy the platform, I'm going to throw in a 10-inch solid King hybrid mattress for free. For $599. I'm on the buy the bed, get the mattress feel free kick today. So let's keep it rolling. I got another super, super big boom deal, and it's in the same category, except this time it's Cal King. Let's do the Cal King platform bed frame. You buy that bed frame, that platform stationary, I'm gonna give you the mattress for free. And the King, we said $599, let's go $100 less. $499 for the Cal King. Buy the bed, get the mattress for free. That's on both King and Cal King. King $599, Cal King $499. Don't forget the adjustable his and hers split King. We're doing it this weekend through Tuesday. You buy the split adjustables, you get the mattress for free at $899. Don't forget the full too. You buy that full adjustable base, you come in. You say you heard Clayton. This is the Clayton deal. We've never done a deal on the full. We're doing a full. Buy the adjustable base at $699. I throw in the mattress for free.
There you go.
Boom.
Boom indeed. Hey, by the way, you're getting married next month. My oldest is getting married next month. See that mattress standing up over there?
That's his?
Yeah. I mean, you got to get these kids outfitted. And help him out a little bit. Your guy Mike, I don't know. I don't want to get him in trouble. He gave me a ridiculous deal on that mattress.
Family and friends. That's why we're in business. Everybody who knows my dad knows that you come in, we take care of you.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here, and we love to make deals.
But everybody's a family and friend when you walk through those doors.
It's the problem with my dad. My mom hates him for it, but I didn't say that.
1825 South, 300 West. Let's go. It's the warehouse right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Your home for Real Salt Lake is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
RSL dives back into MLS play with a trip to Minnesota Saturday night. The pregame show starts at 5:30, first kick at 6:30 here on The Zone.
Catch every moment of every RSL match right here on your exclusive home of Real Salt Lake. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotty on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, the National Hockey League is kicking off the 2023-2024 season in Utah. Don't miss the Frozen Fury as the San Jose Sharks take on the LA Kings at the Delta Center October 5th. Tickets at lakings.com/frozenfury in association with the Utah Sports Commission. Lloyd, I really can't read that liner anymore without struggling a bit now.
Yeah, you did that. That's on you.
No, that's
on you.
If you would have just let me make
I can't
mistake.
Even hear it without you, without hearing something else.
Oh, boy.
There's so many jokes that could be made.
I know. All right. Lloyd, spin that wheel. Let's move on.
Colorado making the jump.
So a lot of speculation, and really there's been a lot of people that have, you know, kind of hinted at some stuff. But Barry Trammell is a really, really well-respected columnist, has covered the NBA, college football forever, and he's genuinely well-connected and says it how it is. And he wrote a story about how he's hearing that Colorado may be poised to make a jump to the Big 12. He's been on DJ and PK a bunch. And here he is with David James and Patrick Kinahan talking about the potential of Colorado going to the Big 12.
My gut instinct, really, until the last few weeks, was that the Pac-12 is going to stay together. It just made too much sense. College football playoff change, where it will go into 12 teams, and it's virtual certain that the champion would get a berth. It just made too much sense to me. I didn't see the benefit of coming to the Big 12. It seemed like the money. You know, I'm working on a deal today. You know, I went and compared the television ratings for all the Big 12 schools and all the Pac-12 schools, and tried to not just use raw numbers, but look how each did in certain time slots, you know, on certain networks. You know. So, and the truth is, it's not a big difference. I mean, they draw about the same numbers. So, why wouldn't Pac-12 fare okay in the marketplace? And so, it just made too much sense. I didn't think, you know, the difference of $2 million a year is not worth being in a conference out of your region or your time zone or your tradition. Or your heritage or your history. But the deeper we get into this and the crazy nature of the marketplace, it looks like there is some fundamental problems with the television market and the spring that has always sprung, you know, the water that always has flowed might be slowing to a drip, and it might not be anything other than the Pac-12 happens to be last. You know, Brett, your mark from a marketing situation deserves credit for jumping the line. You know, the Big 12 contract, he got it done before the Pac-12 got one done, and he got a good chunk of the remaining money. And you know, I don't think the ESPN cares one way or the other, whether it has Big 12 or Pac-12, but it's looking more and more like it was only going to get one of them. And it ended up with the Big 12. And that's put a lot of economic pressure on the Pac-12. And can they find a way to get the money they need with the kind of distribution they need? You know, that's becoming less apparent to me. 3 months ago, I said, well, yeah, they're going to be able to work this out. And now I'm just not so sure. So I think it's more likely than ever that some PAC schools are coming to the Big 12. I still don't know that it's for certain. But I do think I've changed my opinion. I think it's now likely. 3 months ago, I didn't think it was likely.
Well, there you go, folks. I think that there was, you know, again, it certainly can change. It can certainly get turned upside down pretty quickly. But I think there's a lot of people out there that think there's a strong chance that this could happen. So with that, let's hold back and see how this thing plays out. But I'm telling you, this could change very quickly. This could get turned upside down very quickly. I don't think we're quite there yet. I just, you know, the thing is, I talked to so many people, and BK alluded this to about this earlier too, that there's a lot of people up on the Hill, a lot of people that you would really trust, and that usually would be very, let's just say, would be in the know, that still feel very strongly that this thing's going to be all right. But man, there's a lot of smoke. There is a lot of smoke from a lot of people out there that's saying this thing's about to get blown up. And so I think, you know, if you're upset at local people, and you can be upset with me too, that there's a lot of people we trust out there that we talk to, and a lot of sources that continue to say, no, things are going to be all right. Things are going to be all right. And they don't always paint a rosy picture about everything. When it's bad, they'll tell us. But for the most part, people have felt pretty confident up there that they'll find a way to get this thing done and keep the 10 teams together. But the more you hear Barry Trammell, and I respect Barry Trammell. I trust that guy. I absolutely trust what he's hearing, and that he's heard it from good sources, that make you pause and think, well, geez, what's going on? Is this a different story? And if Colorado jumps, because that's the thing. You look at the snowball effect. If one team goes, if one team pulls the trigger and decides that they want to jump, how far behind is Arizona going to be? How far behind is Arizona State going to be? And then again, if Utah's looking around and they're thinking, okay, do we make the jump to the Big 12, or do we stick around and backfill with Boise State, UNLV, Colorado State? How appealing is that? SMU and San Diego State, like, really? Because those guys are coming regardless. But if you lose three more teams, how appealing is it to stick around with, you know, and look, I cover and do play-by-play for a Mountain West school, but is University of Utah going to be fired up to bring in four Mountain West Conference teams and an SMU? Is that something Utah really wants to be associated with? I don't know. Geographically, sure, that makes a lot of sense, but that Big 12 may come calling, and the checks are going to be significantly better at the Big 12 country than it would be with that Pac-12. All right, one more, Lloyd, spin it.
Big Game 5.
Big Game 5 indeed. It is going down tonight. This is huge, folks, because I know they're down. You know, at one point Boston was down 0-3. Now it's 3-1, and you still just kind of roll your eyes a little bit at the thought of Boston coming back and winning this series. I don't think it's going to happen. But Tim Lacombe said he thinks Boston's going to pull it off. He thinks Boston's got it in him to win four in a row. Because right now, hey, you're only looking at this one. You win this game at home, in which you are. Vegas has you as an 8-point favorite. You win this game, and now you're down 3-2. And it shifts back to Miami. But Miami's thinking, geesh, if we don't win this, then we're going back to Boston for game 7. This game, folks, is going to be really, really fascinating. If Boston can somehow win this game, Tim Lacombe and a couple other people may be right that Boston would create a lot of fear and a lot of nervousness in that Miami locker room. It's going to be a fun one tonight. Again, 8-point favorites for Boston. Yeesh.
You just didn't want to give a team like Boston that's as talented as they are,
I know,
just a little bit of breathing, like any type of breath of life.
Yep. Yeah, and as soon as they feel like, hey, we got this thing going, and they just won a game 4 in Miami, anything's on the table at that point. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We'll wrap this thing up next, right here on The Zone.
Wherever you go, The Zone will be right there with you every step of the way. It's the all-new KSL Sports app.
I love it.
Where you can listen to The Zone wherever you may be.
Listen to me, this stuff is available everywhere.
It's your new home for streaming The Zone and getting all the latest news, insight, and analysis of the teams you can't live without. It's the all-new KSL Sports app. Available now wherever you shop for apps. Every moment of every show is available in podcast form by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, tickets on sale now for the Be Funny Nate Bargatze Tour live at the Delta Center September 29th and 30th at 7 p.m. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Should be a really good show. Hey, good show today. Big thanks to Lloyd for stockpiling a bunch of guests. Hans is only out one day. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Don't worry about it. I know. We all get nervous when the big man leaves, but he'll be back tomorrow. We'll be all right. It'll be a Friday edition of the show. Kind of feels like a Friday today. Lloyd,
it actually does. Left. Are we sure he's going to be back tomorrow?
No, he'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Got a bunch of family in town. Daughter's graduating.
I feel like his commitment's waning just a little bit.
Oh, if we only all loved the show as much as you love the show.
I'll tell you what, you ain't wrong.
By the way, happy birthday to my 12-year-old today, turning 12.
Happy birthday, Brody.
Mini me. Turns 12 today. I no longer, and it's his last day of school, his last day of sixth grade. I no longer have a kid in elementary school. I only will have, he'll go into junior high next year. So my kids are.
Wait, are you serious?
Yep,
oh my gosh.
The elementary school years are now in the rearview mirror. My oldest is getting married in June. My middle will be a junior next year. And my youngest is going into seventh grade. So, yeah.
Meanwhile, my youngest just put paint all over my bathroom. So, yeah.
Wait, what? How did that happen?
Just messing with polish.
You got it. Oh, with nail polish?
Yeah, nail polish stuff. You know.
Oh.
You know. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
No.
Yeah, that might have a hard, you might have a hard time getting that out. That could be a problem for you. All right, well, we're wrapping things up. We're live here at the warehouse, 1825 South, 300 West. Clayton's hanging out with us for one more time. And all right, so can I tell the story, Clayton?
Please. So put him on blast.
There is a couch here. That,
beautiful couch.
Beautiful couch. And I've had my eyes on it. My wife and I were down here last week. We bought that mattress over there.
Boom.
And we have a couch in our front living room that we've been trying to replace. And she had her eyes on that one. She's like, that's a beautiful couch. And I'm like, yes, that is a beautiful couch. Normally $11.99, and you guys slammed it down to $6.99. And then I said, and I texted a picture to Tom, and I said, hey, can you go a little further on this thing? And he sent me a number.
Mm-hmm.
I even said on the air, hey, check your text message. And so I then said to Clayton, I'm like, hey, your dad sent me a number on that one. Can you beat it? And I didn't even tell you what the number was.
You didn't.
And you came back and you beat him.
Boom.
So afterwards, that anybody who comes down here, that couch is off the that couch, much like Clayton, is going to be off the free agent market.
Hey, and guess what? That couch is actually our competitor right next door's brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could go next door and pay well over $11.99 for that sofa, but he's getting a great deal. And now, I love being competitive, obviously. I played two sports in college. Ran track, cross-country, and played soccer. So competitive runs in me. So when I heard my dad give you a number, I had to make sure I got you a deal.
Yeah, and you did, too. And that's the thing, too, because it's Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a huge weekend for you guys. And whether it's bed, whether it's furniture, whatever you need, you got it down here, and it's ready to go.
And I'm just going to highlight really quick the buy, get free. Okay? You come down and you buy a stationary king platform base, I'm going to give you a mattress for free, $5.99. I'm going to do the same deal with the Cal King. If you buy the platform bed at Cal King for $4.99, I'm going to give you a free mattress. You come in and you buy the split king adjustable base. My dad said on air, $1,099. Well, I'm going to do the split king with you come in and buy it. I'm going to do it for $8.99.
Jeez.
And this is something that we've never done. It's a full. So, you know, you got your kid. You talked about your kid getting married. You got some kids, you know, graduating high school, just finishing, or you're listening to the air. You're in the on the third floor, just got to the third floor. That's what I call people who just turned 30. Or who knows, you're on that fourth floor and, you know, you have your own little condo, apartment, space. Or you have that extra, you know, guest bedroom that needs a full-size mattress. We're doing a full adjustable. This is cheaper than going online, buying some piece of POS, put together yourself joint that takes forever and you get fresh air and then you end up throwing it away in a year. Full-size, adjustable base. You buy the base. I'm going to give you the free mattress. $699. And I have a name brand, incredible mattress. You can't find this mattress anywhere. It's the Queen Beauty Rest Beyond. Go ahead and Google that. These things will sell online for over $2,000. We've sold them here on a deal for $1,000. $899 while supplies last. Come in. All these deals are going to last through Memorial. You heard it from Clayton. Don't forget the Clayton special on that full. Boom.
1825 South, 300 West. You heard the man. Clayton, thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Thanks for having me. I love you guys.
Yeah, you're the best. Absolutely the best. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Remember the deals all weekend long here at the warehouse. Hey, Unrivaled next right here on The Zone.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.